This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day, this night, and forevermore. Our Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand tonight in the name of Jesus. As we get out of the way, that you may have your way here this night in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, I'm asking to crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I'm asking you right now, pray that, precious Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as I get out of the way, that you may have your way. As we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in, like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Pray the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth in the name of Jesus. Let the anointed spirit of God rest upon the word of God this night and forevermore. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, and honor belongs to him. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for another opportunity to come before you and bring forth the word of God. We thank God for the ability to bring forth the word through the use of the internet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open it up to the book of John, chapter 19. And we'll be looking at verse 23 through 30. The book of John, chapter 19, verses 23 through 30. And the word of God reads, "Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garment and made four parts, to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, 'Let us not carry it, but cast lots for it, whom it shall be, that the scriptures might be fulfilled, which says, They parted my garment among them, and for my clothing they did cast lots. These things, therefore, the soldiers did. Now, therefore, stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary, the mother of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus, therefore, saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he said unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then said he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own house. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon the hyssop and put it to his mouth. When Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord have a blessing and a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. My brothers and sisters in Christ, God is a good God. He is a God that sits high and lives low. He's a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are grateful to still be here in the land of the living. Just for these next few minutes, I want to talk about Jesus Christ, the only true sacrifice for sin. He paid it all. Jesus paid our debt. Oh, yes, he did. Here we see in the scriptures, just before he was placed on the cross at Calvary, Bible says that they crowned his head with thorns, crown of thorns. They led him upon the cross. They drove spikes in the palm of his hands and in the ankles of his feet. They raised him high and they stretched him wide. Jesus could have summoned a legion of angels to come forth and rescue him. But through the will of God, that he become the ultimate sacrifice for all mankind, he took upon himself. He laid his life down. No one took it from him. He laid it openly and willingly, put the sins of all humanity upon himself. It was nailed on Calvary's cross. Jesus, before he gave up the ghost, before he committed his spirit into God's hand, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus had fulfilled his mission here on earth, and that is when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he knew he was getting ready to go to the cross. When we look at the triumph entrance when he came to Jerusalem riding on a donkey on Palm Sunday, here it is almost a week later. The same people that was praising him is the same ones that hollered and said, crucify him. Jesus paid our debt of being sinners. Jesus didn't say a mumbling word from Judgment Hall all the way to Calvary's Hill. It is finished with the last words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ before he died. Jesus paid our debt with his perfect life and innocent death. Christ won for us eternal life in heaven. Jesus, we have so much to be thankful for. Thankful that he died and bridged the gap between God and man. He is our mediator in heaven. He is our intercessor. He's the one that will stand between us and God. And God was satisfied what Jesus did, because on Good Friday, as we know it, and we're celebrating it today, we know that according to the day that man have set aside as Good Friday. We are thankful because without Good Friday, there would be no Resurrection Sunday, or known as Easter. So Jesus, he did something for us that we as human beings should always be thankful that he made a way out of no way. That's why the Bible says he's the way, the truth, and the life. Here in the book of Romans chapter 5, verse 6 and 7, it says, for when we were without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man would one die, yet perhaps for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God demonstrated his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Yes, Jesus, he paid it all. He paid it all for us. He became the ultimate sacrifice for our sins. Bible says that without the shedding of blood, there would be no remission of sin. Jesus paid it all. In Matthew 20, verse 28, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Believing that Jesus paid it all is at the foundation of Christianity. It is based on the faith that God sent his Son Jesus Christ to earth, and that Jesus was crucified on a cross and rose to life again. He paid the debt for a simple man. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. It says, for all have sinned. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Also, when we go a little further, in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Jesus was sent as our Savior to pay the debt for sin. Yes, God seen fit. There was none righteous. No, not one. Jesus humbled himself from his position in heaven, came in the form of man, born of a virgin by the name of Mary, was conceived and was born. He had an earthly father by the name of Joseph. God allowed Jesus to be raised by earthly parents. Jesus, at the age of 33 and a half, he gave his life for all mankind. His ministry lasted 3.5 years. Him and his disciples, those that followed him. At that point, the point of the earth, of the world where they were living, turned upside down. Jesus set an example for all of us to follow as born-again believers of Christ. Here in the scriptures, Bible says in John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus Christ, our Savior, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, he paid the price for us, shed his blood on Calvary's Hill, paid in full. That is the price Jesus paid for us. Yes, people of God, Good Friday is considered as one of the darkest days in history. It was the day when the Son of God surrendered his life for the sake of the world. Jesus Christ, he was beaten and slashed until he was barely recognizable. He was mocked and cursed. He spoke no words of resentment or anger. Jesus asked God to forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus hung on the cross with the weight of the world, sin on his shoulders. He struggled to breathe with every breath he took. He was given vinegar just to wet his parched throat. When he received the drink, he said his final words, "It is finished." And then Jesus died. The skies darkened and the earth trembled. Beloved, when Jesus hung on the cross, he paid the price for our freedom and redemption. Jesus paid the everlasting price of the debt of sin. Yes, he paid a debt he did not owe. Beloved, the call to a Christian, even now in 2021, is to be all in. We owe everything to Jesus Christ for what he have done for us. Yes, beloved, Jesus paid. He paid it all. He became the ultimate sacrifice. Bible says, Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 18, "No man taketh my life from me, but I lay it down of myself." The A clause of the verse. You see, Jesus humbled himself and became obedient all the way to death. He paid it all. He became that ultimate sacrifice. And we, as followers of his, are the recipient of freedom through him. God declared that all who sin will die. Bible says, it's appointed to man to die, and then the judgment. We will die both physically and spiritually. This is the fate of all mankind. But God, in his grace and mercy, he provided a way out of this dilemma. The shed blood of his perfect Son on the cross. God declared this: without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Hebrews 9, verse 22. It says, "And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without shedding the blood, is there no remission? Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, he paid it all. He became the ultimate sacrifice for all mankind. Yes, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, he made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Jesus Christ came to pay the penalty for our sin, for your sin, for my sin, and all the world's sin. I'm grateful and thankful tonight for Jesus. He is our Savior. He is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, 53 verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. Chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Yes, the prophet Isaiah gives us these words of comfort. Jesus, he was wounded for our transgression, became an ultimate sacrifice for all mankind, shed his blood. It wasn't animal blood. It wasn't goat, dove, pigeon, or bull. No, it was human blood that was shed for our sin. He was wounded for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Yes, Jesus, he became the ultimate sacrifice for sin. He became the only true sacrifice for sin. He paid the price that was needed to bridge the gap between God and man, to bring us back in fellowship with the Creator, the one that created the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I Am. We are grateful tonight and thankful because Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, made the ultimate sacrifice so that we can be free from the power of sin. Yes, beloved, the sacrifice that he made on our behalf, it secured us with spiritual freedom. We are reminded again what Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Jesus, offering of his sinless life, paid the terrible cost for all mankind's sin. not only for today, but for all times to come. Jesus, he became that sacrifice for us. People of God, our sin, when we was born, we took upon the sin nature of our fallen parents, Adam and Eve, sent into the world, caused corruption, caused darkness. Sin will take us further than we want to go, keep us longer than we want to stay. Sin in the end will collect the wedges, and the wedges of sin is death. So our sin have been forgiven as born-again believers of Christ. There are still those that are still in sin, and sin creates a barrier between God and man. But the sacrifice of Jesus removed the barrier between God and man. It even caused the veil in the temple to tear from top to bottom. This is a reminder to let us know that Jesus paid the penalty for the sins of all mankind when he went and was nailed to an old rugged cross. Afterwards, he was taken off that cross. He was placed in a borrowed tomb. And after 3 days, he rose up with power from on high. He was in the grave on Good Friday and rose up 3 days later on what we're going to be celebrating, Jesus carried God's blessing, which is known as Easter. We call it Resurrected Sunday. So he rose again 3 days later as proof that his mission for conquering sin and death had been accomplished. Jesus, Lord of Lords and Kings of Kings, he paid it. You know, here, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus Christ was preordained from the foundation of the world to suffer and die for the sins of humanity. Yes, beloved, everyone will face God's judgment one day. And on that day, only one decision will really matter. And that is whether you have embraced the Christ who sacrificed himself for your sin and your salvation. Yes, we are reminded while we're here on earth to do our best to go and let someone know about Jesus, go on the byways and the highways, and compel people to come, that God share the gospel, the good news. Be bold enough. Ask the Lord to help you, to lead you, to guide you, to witness and tell others about the goodness of the Lord. Let people know on this Good Friday as we know it today, when we gather with friends and families, let them know about what Jesus did for us. He died. 3 days later, he rose from the dead. And because of Good Friday, because of what he did in history, we can look forward to Easter. We can look forward to joy, peace, love, God, the love of God, dwelling in our hearts and in our lives. When we gave our life to Christ, it came with benefit. And one of them is looking on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. Let people know, again, what John 3:16 says. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So Jesus Christ became the ultimate sacrifice for sin. He paid the cost. He paid the price by shedding his blood. Acts chapter 4, verse 12 says, neither is there salvation in any other name, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You see, forgiveness of sin, and ultimately the gift of eternal life, are available only through Jesus' sacrifice. Beloved, we are reconciled to God by Christ's death, but saved by his life. Yes, Christ is our Savior. Yes, Christ became the ultimate sacrifice for sin. Yes, Jesus paid it all, because it was impossible for the blood of bulls, goats, to take away our sin. Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 5 through 9, wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he said, sacrifice an offering thou wouldest not, but a body has thou prepared me. In burnt offering and sacrifice for sin, thou hast no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I came in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. Previously, when he said, sacrifice and offer, and burnt offer, and offering for sin, that is not desire, neither has pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. When we talk about the covenant of the Old Testament, Jesus, the blood of animals, was applied upon the animal for the sin of man. But the blood of animal was just to purge our sin, to cover it up. But when Jesus came upon the scene, another covenant was made Because Jesus fulfilled the law. He became the sacrifice that brought about the New Testament. He fulfilled the old and brought the new into existence. That's why we're underneath the covenant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It was made possible through the blood that was shed by Jesus. He is the only true sacrifice for sin. Jesus paid. He paid it all. You see, God desired perfect obedience. And he found perfect obedience to his will in the person and works of his son, Jesus. See, Jesus came to do the will of God. By doing the will of God, which was very important in the life of Christ. Christ, as the eternal Word of God, he could not die. So therefore, until his mission on earth was done, so God prepared a body for Christ. Only as a man could Christ fulfill the will of God by dying as a bloody sacrifice. God provided Christ a perfect body in order to fulfill God's eternal purpose. Christ, the one and only true sacrifice for sin. Jesus fulfilled the demand of the first covenant, and he terminated it. He also established the second covenant when he came to do the will of God, which was the offering of himself, take away the sins of the world. So, beloved, the sacrifice of Christ is absolutely adequate to deal with our sins and to restore our relationship with God, our Father. You see, Christ offered one sacrifice of himself for sins for all times to come. Jesus Christ, the only true sacrifice for sin. He paid it all. Yes, people of God, our great high priest has said, he's seated so that, therefore, we as believers in Christ, we have the security of a finished work of atonement. Yes, God has accepted the works of Christ because he raised Jesus from the dead. And again, he's sitting at the right hand of the Father in heaven, interceding for us on our behalf. So be encouraged here today in 2021 that Christ's sacrifice on the cross once and for all is final. It's finished. Praise God. There is no need for any other sacrifice because Christ paid it all. So brothers and sisters in Christ, now we have access to God through the shed blood of Jesus. Jesus said to his disciples here in John 14, verse 6, he said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man coming unto the Father but by me. Christ, the final and perfect sacrifice, he paid it all for us. Romans 5, verses 6 and 8. Again, it let us know. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died. But scarcely for a righteous man, but one died. Yet perhaps for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God demonstrated his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus died as his substitute for our sins. So people of God, our justification is a direct result of the shedding of Christ's blood on the cross. Because of Christ paying the price, the penalty for our sins, when he died on the cross, we have been acquitted. We have been declared not guilty. Bible says in Isaiah 1, verses 18, come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Christ has forgiven us for every mistake. God has forgiven us because of his love for us. Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. God has forgiven us for every shortcoming, every failure, every lie, every evil thought, every evil word said, something that we have done that may be contrary to the word of God, and everything that you will ever do. Bible says in 1 John 1, 9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, beloved, when God looks at your record as a born-again believer, as a child of his, there are no mistakes there. They're all gone. All your sins have been forgiven. And in its place, it is written, paid in full, forgiven. Jesus Christ, he is our only true sacrifice for sin. Brothers and sisters, in Christ, the God that we serve, he is awesome. The God that we serve, he sits high and looks low. He knows us all by name. here tonight. He is willing, and able to forgive us of every sin, of every shortcoming. He's willing to accept us in the beloved family of God. All we have to do is get to the place of realizing we need a Savior in our lives. So remember what Jesus did as we celebrate Good Friday, as we celebrate the rest of this weekend. Be mindful of how important his death, resurrection of Christ for us. Yes, beloved, there may be one or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice tonight that may not know Christ as Lord and Savior. There may be one or there may be some after listening to this teaching tonight that your heart was pricked by the Spirit of God, that you came to realize that it was something for Christ to come down from heaven, humble himself, took upon himself the sins of the world, put it on the old rugged cross, upon his shoulder, shed his blood for the remission of all sins. For that we are grateful. We are thankful tonight. Bible says that in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is simply coming to the place in life of realizing you need a Savior. You done tried everything else. You done tried it on your own and find out that you still fall short. There's a void in your life that needs to be filled. Yes, God loved you. Jesus loved you. We love you in the Lord to tell you, to let you know what the Word says. Lift up the name as above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. And just simply come into that place of letting them know how sorry you are for your sins. Come into that place of making a confession and a belief in your life. Bible says in Romans 10:9-10, if you confess the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, and with your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. Yes, beloved, if you're sincere and want to give your life to Christ here tonight, why don't you do so? Don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. We're not promised tomorrow. Today is a day of salvation. Right at this moment, God is willing. He's standing with open arms. But you must make the step to come towards him. If you do so, and you mean it, you made an about face, you repented of your sin sincerely from your heart, letting them know that now you're ready to become a child of his. He will come and sup with you. He will abide with you if you abide in him. Bible says, if I abide in you and you abide in me, You can ask what you will, and it shall be given unto you. Yes, we may be still in a pandemic in 2021, but God is still in the souls. God is still, he's still on the throne. He still have extended grace and mercy at this particular time so that we can get right with him, come back in fellowship with him. Yes, God is good and worthy to be praised. We just thank him for his goodness, his grace, and his love. We thank him for the breath that we breathe, that we are found in our right mind, that we have put on the mind of Christ. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as we get ready to come to a close, I'm just thanking God tonight, thanking him for his mercy and grace. The Bible says, where sin abounds, the grace of God abounds even more. Yes, God is willing, ready, and able to accept you into the beloved family of God. Listen, that would be the greatest gift of all, greatest accomplishment in your life, knowing that you're in right standing with God. God's good and worthy to be praised. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for what you have accomplished thus far and what you will do. We thank you in the name of Jesus for your hand being upon our lives, for the anointing of the Spirit of God to rest upon the Word of God. Let the anointing go forth and draw people to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, touch their hearts. Those that will be listening at a later date, let the anointing of the Spirit of God rest upon the Word of God. And Father God, you can draw them in, excuse me, to your kingdom. Let the words of God come forth to pass in their lives. The Bible says one plant, one water, but you bring forth the increase in their lives. We claim for a victory from this day forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle, for that great teaching. We appreciate the word you've given us today is for Christ being the ultimate sacrifice, the only sacrifice that was able to be given so that we could be put back in right standing with God the Father. And we just thank God for Jesus. We thank God for Jesus because he was obedient to his Father's will, which is what we have to be also to be in right standing with God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son. We have to be in right standing, so we have to repent of our sins and turn from our wicked ways and then follow the Word of God, meditate on his Word, and pray. Continue to repent every time you find yourself in sin, no matter what it is. Just repent. And know that God forgives you when you sincerely repent. And we just appreciate that word, Apostle. Please share the number, 347-826-9424, with your family and friends, and have them join you as you join us every Friday and every Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We would greatly appreciate your support and your sharing the number so that other people can listen to the Word of God. If you would like to give us topics you'd like to have discussed, if you have questions, If you have comments, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Questions, comments, topics you'd like to be discussed. We'd love to hear from you. Again, share the number, 347-826-9424, with your family and friends so they may join us every Tuesday and every Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless you. Have a wonderful Easter weekend, a wonderful Resurrection Sunday, a wonderful rest of Good Friday, and know that it's because of Jesus that we have the right to eternal life that we have. Amen. Amen. God bless you.